New York-based private equity investor J.C. Flowers and AMP Company LLC and three other firms have evinced interest in putting money into Yes Bank as the struggling Indian private sector lender continues its quest for capital. Tilden Park Capital Management LP, Silverpoint Capital and Doha, UK, LLP, part of Oak Hill Advisors, are the other potential investors who have made non-binding offers, Yes Bank said in a stock exchange filing. Analtquo, the bank and its financial advisors are currently in discussions with these investors on the commercial terms, including pricing, of their investments, and requo, it said, adding that the transaction will be subject to regulatory approvals. Yes Bank, which has been trying to raise funds to recover from the impact of bad loans, did not specify the amount that the four firms planned to invest. However, the bank had said in December that it aimed to raise up to $2 billion, 14,280 crore rupees at current exchange rates, by selling shares to institutional investors and wealth managers. Shares of Yes Bank opened 5% higher on Thursday at 36 rupees and 95 paise apiece, giving it a market capitalization of around 9,400 crore. This is Nansquo. The first time Yes Bank has received interest from potential investors. In October last year, the bank said it had received a binding offer from a global investor to inject as much as $1.2 billion. That potential investor was Canada-based Irwin Singh Bryke and Hong Kong and Squo, SSPGP Holdings. However, it rejected Bryke and Squo's offer last month due to regulatory concerns. Yes Bank has lost more than 75% of its market value over the past year due to concerns related to rising bad loans and a capital crunch. The bank and number 39's chief executive officer, Ravneet Gill, has been trying to assuage investors and number 39 concerns, but hasn't and squo-t had much success so far. Those concerns will substantially ease, however, if a deal with J.C. Flowers and other investors goes through. J.C. Flowers, one of the world and Squo's largest distressed asset investors, already has a presence in India through an asset reconstruction company. The U.S. firm had formed the ARC with Indian financial services company Ambit Private Limited in early 2016, with both holding a 47.5% stake each. Last year, Mumbai-based stressed asset investor 8 Capital Management and London-headquartered EMSO Asset Management agreed to acquire Ambit and Squo's stake in the ARC, which was renamed J.C. Flowers Asset Reconstruction Company.